Now you've got a new resource coming in, and Kurt Thomas, maybe not for more than 5, 6, 8 minutes, but what does Kurt Thomas potentially bring to the mix? Because he's such a defensive and physical player, is he the kind of guy that can wear down Nowitzki a little bit, make that paint a little bit more dangerous place for them to drive?
Well, Kurt's a veteran player. He's been out 3 months. He's not in the best shape right now. You could see that last night just in his few minutes. And, you know, Mike D'Antoni's very comfortable with his rotation now in the playoffs with Kim Thomas and Boris Diaw. So Mike usually only plays about 7 guys. And against Dallas, you don't want to slow the tempo down with Kurt Thomas. You want to speed the tempo up. You don't want to go into a half-court game with them and let them pound it into Nowitzki and Stackhouse and their players and Josh Howard. So we want an up-tempo game. That's what we've done all year. That's where we've built our team around. So Kurt slows it down a little bit. We miss Kurt in certain situations. Obviously, against the Clippers or even against the Lakers, he would have been used tremendously. But in this series, not quite as much just because of the fast pace where we're most effective. Last night, we just brought extra hustle. We got loose balls. We were quicker to the basketball. Dallas did the same thing to us in Game 3. We did it in Game 4. So now we're all tied up at 2 apiece. Both teams have won on each other's court. So now the series has started, best of 3. And obviously they have home court, but as has been shown in this series and in the playoffs, home court is only good if you come out with the intensity that we did last night.